Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Stars 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether those written by me or by one of my many friends on what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today. We'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Author and pundit P.J. O'Rourke said, "If you think health care is expensive now, wait until you see what it costs when it's free." An interesting perspective because, you know, what happens is we look at things in terms of dollars and cents and their cost. And what is often left out is the cost in human terms and people willing to trade the health and well-being of their body for the possibility that something might work because it's paid for rather than the higher possibility that something else might work but it's not paid for. In other words, the playing field isn't level. The political part of medicine or the politics of health and death is that if you pay for certain things, people do more of those. And if you don't pay for others, then they do less of those. But what if what they're doing less of is what really works? And that brings us to a wonderful topic today. Roberta called from Bel Air and asked, "What is it that is about the treatment of heart disease? Make it more understandable what you're trying to say about what we're doing in life celebrating health." So we'll turn our attention to this most common killer today. And we'll talk about what I call the heart and artery diagram. You know, regular medical care for heart and circulation problems has sometimes been based on a misunderstanding that daily drugs and surgery are the only options, besides, of course, learning to live with it. Yet common sense can show you how a condition might respond better than you ever hoped. And you owe it to your family to find out more about this. So think of your heart. Just draw a diagram at the top of a piece of paper. Your heart pumps blood through tubes called arteries to every organ of your body. So the heart is your pump, and the arteries are your pipes. And when blood flow is great, you can count on your body to function as intended, you know, just like it used to. When you function like when you were younger, you're at ease with your daily activities. Now, chemicals can injure the delicate linings in your blood vessels, and these tiny injuries can progress over the years to artery blockage. And this is just one way that pollution can steal your health and shorten your life. Now, every part of your body depends on clean air, clean water, and clean food. But chemical pollution includes smog and water contaminants, pesticides, tobacco, preservatives, and additives on labels whose names you can't even pronounce. Toxic metals, which fall in this same category, include mercury, such as in dental fillings, aluminum found in cookware and antacids, antiperspirants, and, you know, quote, tin cans, and lead, such as from engine fumes, paints, and pipes. And many of these toxic metals are found in foods and other items that we contact daily. As blockage, which we call plaque in the arteries, progresses, blood flow to your organs gradually slows down. So if you have the heart and arteries at the top, then an arrow comes down, here's your organs, and they are gradually decreasing in their function. So as you come down, they are now getting to have malfunctions, and you become less and less at ease, which is the slow beginning of disease. Now, the technical names are arteriosclerosis, that's hardening arteries, and atherosclerosis, that's blocked arteries, but either can steal your health. So as you follow down this trail, you can see how you start to suffer as you're developing disease with various symptoms. And, of course, you reach for relief on pharmacy shelves or at the prescription counter. Perhaps your symptoms are severe enough or last long enough that you might have balloon angioplasty or bypass surgery. You know, the symptoms you get are problems with your memory and thinking, with seeing and reading, chest pains, rhythm changes in your heart, leg pains, especially with walking, ulcers and sores, especially on your feet and legs, limitations in your life. But you see, none of these treatments, drugs and surgery, are aimed at the true cause of the many pains, which is the blockage in many, many miles of very tiny arteries that you depend on to carry blood to every organ of your body. Now, we're talking 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. And indeed, all these drugs and surgery aim down here at your symptoms, but remember, up at the top of the page is your pump and your pipes, your heart and arteries. And the blockage there can be from chemicals injuring the function or blocking the function, not just blocking the flow. Now, indeed, medications can slow or stop certain uncomfortable symptoms, but they can have disturbing side effects. And surgery can open or bypass a few inches of larger blood vessels, but no operation can bypass the tiniest arteries in your organs. You know, we can operate on a few inches, perhaps a few feet, but never the 60,000 miles inside. Finally, you worsen to the point of what we call crisis. And that's where stronger drugs and bigger operations seem to be your only choices. And at some point, toxic side effects or surgical limitations can lead to your steady worsening. Now, worsening is an interesting concept because that's where we tell you we're just going to make you more comfortable. You don't want to be more comfortable. You want to be better. Now, rather than getting conventional or usual treatment, which starts where, quote, the symptoms start, that's lower down on the page, we would rather consider an alternative medical solution, which is health recovery through toxic metal removal. That's a specialty in medicine called clinical metal toxicology. This is a non-surgical treatment that's aimed at the top of the diagram where the blockage is happening in the cells of your heart and your arteries, your pump and your pipes. And that helps to correct the tiniest blood vessel hardening and function problems that often is the problem causing many of your heart and circulation problems. Now, you might have heard of toxic metal removal by an older term called chelation. And chelation is simply a chemical description of how we stimulate natural healing by removing toxic metals that are lodged in body organs, by changing your calcium balance, that's the hardening, and reducing the rusting damage that comes from what's called free radicals. Your body responds by removing hardening calcium from your arteries and allowing more blood flow to your organs, improving your function, restoring your ease. And that just makes sense. The pump and the pipes are improving, the organs get better blood flow, they have better function, and you are less and less diseased. Well, do you hope for lasting relief, or are you looking for alternatives to daily drugs or surgery? Well, remember the days when you had better memory, better vision, more energy and fewer discomforts, better rest. Well, most people get results in as few as 2 or 3 dozen treatments and then continue with maintenance treatments to enjoy their life, their work, their family, and sports much more. Now, many physicians don't know about this medical alternative and thus can be skeptical, but the Food and Drug Administration finds that these chelation therapy approaches are effective at removing toxic metals. And if you remove toxic metals and you improve organ function throughout your body, you win. Now, it's not too late for you to find out whether your heart or circulation problems might find relief with chelation therapy, and that's by treating the real cause of your problems. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because, you know, you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, answering further with Roberta's question from Bel Air about heart disease, I have invited today a wonderful, wonderful friend of mine for the last 20 years, Dr. Ted Rosema of Landrum, South Carolina, to join us to talk about this specialty in medicine called clinical metal toxicology. Dr. Rosema is a member of the board of directors of the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology that used to be called the American Board of Chelation Therapy, and he headed the advanced training seminar in heavy metals toxicology off and on for the last, 11 years. He's also co-author of a significant textbook on chelation therapy, and that's the chemical process by which we remove these toxic metals. This morning, I am pleased to share with you my good friend, Ted Rosema. How are you doing, Ted?
I'm just fine, John.
Wonderful. We've talked briefly about how people get sick with clinical exposure to toxic metals, which, of course, are all over our environment, and give us kind of your take. When you got started in chelation, what was the exciting thing for you about removing these toxic metals?
Well, John, when I first got started, I didn't really understand much about toxic metals.
Neither one of us did we?
Because it was 1983, I went and took my course and learned about chelation therapy using EDTA, which, by the way, is only one of about 12 different chelating agents we can use in medicine. And the EDTA is used in medical practice more than any of the rest of them simply because it removes more toxic metals safely than many of the other chelating agents. And I was taught to use EDTA specifically because it would, I was told, help reverse atherosclerosis. And guess what? It does.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
It really does. Let me just tell you for a moment my first patient, who was an 84-year-old young lady who had lost her ability to think. And the daughter came to me and was looking for a place to put mom in a nursing home because she didn't know her daughter half the time. She was unable to do cooking in the kitchen because she'd burned the bottom of the pots in the stove. And she would just was really non-compos mentis. Now, I just got back from my training in this chelation therapy process. And I was wonderfully enthused because the doctors had told me the marvelous things that chelation would do to patients. And I said, initially, you know, wait a minute. When something sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
That's correct. It's usually not quite that true.
You know, and so I listened to the physicians who were telling me their experiences, and the more they talked, the more it made sense. And my father always said, if something made sense, really pay attention to it. So I did, and I got the materials, and we started chelating this lady. After a number of treatments, I got a frantic call from the daughter. Mother's missing. Missing meant she wasn't in the bedroom, she wasn't in the bathroom, and she wasn't in the living room in the chair with the green shawl in front of the TV set. So I said, get over there and find out where she is. Well, she turned out to be she was behind the barn picking blackberries. And make the long story short, by the time she finished 30 treatments, she was a wonderful woman again. And 2 years later, her husband, who developed cancer, died of prostate cancer, but she kept his house clean. She cooked the meals for him. She was a wonderful helpmeet to him in those days of need. Now,
and she never would have been.
Oh, absolutely not. She would have been just degenerating and gone in a nursing home. Now, she died when she was 92 in a nursing home where you take care of yourself.
The assisted living type thing.
Yes.
That sure beats being dependent on others, and it's also a whole lot less expensive.
It does, yeah. But, you know, it was interesting. She and her husband, when he passed away, had only been married 70 years.
Oh.
And I have yet to have a patient with that history. But, you know, that got my attention. Got my attention because I had never seen anything like that in medicine. My nurses thought I was walking on water. And I didn't get my feet wet, really. But it was just a fantastic feeling. And within 2 years of starting this type of practice in my busy general practice that I was doing at the time, delivering babies and surgery and the rest of it, I had to write a letter to the hospital and say, you know, I'm not putting anybody in your hospital anymore, and it's somewhat onerous to be required to go to these meetings at the hospital, so I'm writing you this letter saying, I resign. It's been nice knowing you.
You know, I ended up doing the same thing, because once you can get the patients well enough that stay out of the hospital, you're not serving their needs in a hospital.
Well, hospitals are very hazardous to your health.
That's right.
You know, I was just looking at something here about the 10 leading causes of death.
And doctors.
Heart disease is number one.
Right.
Cancer is number two. Hospitalization with drug reactions and infections, number three. And I had a patient just a couple of days ago who told me that he had some little chest discomfort, and of course they had to do angiograms on him. And within a day and a half, they clipped him for $12,000.
Well, I'm sure it's worth it, right?
Well, everything was normal.
That's right. And you know, one of the real disturbing things, and I dealt with this in my book in 1997, called The Rumble and Umble, Heart Surgery and All That Jazz. And we talked about the staging by which one goes through the various tests. And for some reason, chest pain is kind of the invitation to open the surgery suite rather than to go through the steps to carefully evaluate who needs to be looked at more.
Well, I had a patient last week who was very interesting, too, because he had gone to the hospital with some chest pain, which turned out to be gastrointestinal of nature, because some of that referred into the chest.
Correct.
But, of course, they could not let him leave the hospital without a complete workup. And so they told him that they would do this angiogram on him, and if he needed it, they would do angioplasty.
The balloon surgery, right.
And if there was any kind of a problem that they saw, they wanted him to sign a piece of paper which would give them a blanket permit to crack his chest open, and they told him that they did have the surgical team in the next room because he needed most likely to have bypass surgery. He, of course, refused all of that. They did the angiogram, told him everything was fine. But I'm finding so many people now, when they get to the hospital, they've got a problem. And the problem is the medical system that we're operating in. Let me think a minute here. I've got some information about that. We had so many angioplasties and, you know, for coronary heart disease, but, you know, there are insurance problems. If you're in the hospital, insurance company pressured doctors to send you home early to save them money.
Which is almost pressuring them to do the studies right away.
Oh, yeah, you got to do everything right then and get it done. Now, let's talk about something called bypass revenue. Major hospitals depend heavily on the revenue from bypass surgery. Lesser hospitals must do a minimum number of such surgeries to continue to qualify to do them.
Right, to keep their authorization.
Right. Now, these factors pressure the hospitals to do as many bypasses as possible. And, of course, you have heard, as I have heard, scare tactics with such as your husband has a widowmaker in his
That's right, the walking time bomb.
Or you'll die in a short time without surgery.
Ted, hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted Rosema. It's now about 20 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this word from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly, feel better, and have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, even angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pains, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. We're joined this morning by Dr. Ted Rosema from South Carolina, who's been one of my friends for 20 years, and we're talking about treating people with heart disease, other circulation, and other degenerative disease problems by removing toxic metals, a process that's commonly known as chelation. Ted, we were just talking about the other problems involved in taking care of patients, and that's that the patients aren't in charge of making all the decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were just talking a moment ago about the bypass revenue and how hospitals really who don't do a whole lot of bypass, but must do a minimum number to continue to qualify to do them. And just to bring you up to date, last year in 2003, a major hospital chain in California by the name of Tenet, T-E-N-E-T, paid a $54 million fine because doctors performed hundreds of unnecessary invasive cardiac procedures, including some that led to death, to increase profits.
So basically you're saying the doctors had to pay money, but the patients had to pay with suffering and with their lives.
Well, the doctors were trying to make money, and
right,
the hospital was pressuring them to do that. And if you stop to think about it, this is most likely the tip of an iceberg.
Right. And you remember back when the studies came out in the early 1980s from the National Institutes of Health, the VA system, the Cooperative Surgery Study, they said that 5 out of 6 bypass operations done at that time were basically unnecessary. You could achieve the same kind of results just with medications available back then.
Well, exactly.
That didn't stop them, did it?
No, not really.
No.
Not really, because you see what happens is we get locked into a particular thought process by powers that are much bigger than we are.
Right.
If you really read the full text of a lot of the trials, the All-Hat trial and some of the lipid trials, the conclusions that they draw from them usually are not supported by the bulk of information in the trial itself.
Correct.
Okay, there was a study done a while back comparing patients that had heart disease and patients who did not as far as how much cholesterol they were eating every day. And it turned out that it was within like a percent.
Not a big difference.
Not a big difference at all.
Cholesterol intake is not the problem.
Right. And, you know, it's very interesting because there are a number of risk factors for arteriosclerosis.
Right.
And I'm looking at a number of them listed here. Hormonal imbalance, stress, family history, hypertension, smoking, visceral obesity, you know, the big fat pad around the tummy. Inside, elevated fibrinogen levels, activated platelet functions, increased oxidative stress or decreased antioxidant reserve, which is, of course, one reason why we help all of our patients understand oxidation and understand that they must take antioxidants because they certainly don't get what they need today from their diet.
Oh, yes. Supplementation is absolutely critical for survival.
Mm-hmm. And now we're also looking at statins. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But now there's some thought that perhaps these particular drugs are not getting the benefit for patients, as some of them do, simply by lowering cholesterol. But they are decreasing inflammation.
Right. One of the important parts, infection, inflammation. And,
exactly. Active infections play a part, the wrong diet.
The immune system.
Decreased estrogen levels. Now, that gets interesting, doesn't it? because we've been reading now that giving women hormone replacement therapy is terrible. They're winding up with higher incidence of cancer of the breast.
Well, you mean when you give them horse hormones?
Bah! You know, you're right, except for one thing. I have never yet seen one of those papers point out the fact that these were artificial hormones, not native to the human female body.
Right. Natural bioidentical makes a huge difference.
Well, of course. You know, I have a simple way of looking at people and looking at life. When God made us, he knew what he was doing. And if we want to play a part in the health of our patients, we must see how God did it and then try to do it in an identical way if we can.
Exactly. We must play into the system, not against it.
Exactly. Now, decreased exercise plays a part.
Right.
And then we get into something called insulin resistance. And now they talk about metabolic syndrome, which we can talk more about in a few minutes, or diabetes. Decreased omega-3 fatty acids. Well, you know what those are.
Right, that's the fish oils.
Those are fish oil. And we certainly don't get enough of those oils in our diet today. And so most people must supplement. And, of course, there are a number of products on the market. But I know you know how to help people do that correctly. Then we have something called LPA and homocysteine.
Right.
And HDL cholesterol.
The heart protective.
LDL cholesterol.
Not the best, Joyce.
Yeah. And then we have triglycerides. And these are some of the things that I've been working on understanding over the last couple months, simply because there's so much misinformation about the fats in our diet. And you know that no matter where you read, we talk about plaque.
The blockage in the arteries.
And the plaque is a bunch of stones in the wall of the artery, as it were. And I use the word stones because today General Electric now has put out information that they have a wonderful machine that's a CAT scan. They can take a picture every 32 milliseconds. And they can do it so fast that the heart doesn't have to be still in order to take a picture. And they can actually get down and take a look at the wall of the arteries within the heart. And they're saying, at least in their advertising, that perhaps angiograms are going to be obsolete.
Well, we're talking about measuring something very precisely instead of something that's much more a guesswork instead of a golden standard. That's what we've always been told angiograms are. But they really have a lot of guesswork, and the interpretation studies show that they're hard to interpret.
Well, not only that, but there was a test done and about 20 angiograms a couple of years back, in which the pictures, the angiograms, were actually obtained with the original diagnosis on them, original interpretation. And then a couple of years later, these same angiograms, with, of course, the patient's names removed, were read by the same people that read them previously. And there was up to 55% discrepancy in the first and second time they read them.
Not quite a gold standard.
No, when you have human error, sometimes it can be quite great. And you know the other thing about human beings? We all have prejudice.
Exactly.
And we have our way of seeing things. It's like an expression that I like to use. If all you have in your hand is a hammer, everything in life becomes a nail.
That's exactly right.
You see, so when you have a bias and it's built in and it's subconscious, it only lets you think in one specific way. So, you know, getting back to the original comments we made together about getting into chelation therapy, you know, it was very hard for me at first to understand that something like chelation therapy might help people with vascular disease, because my first impression was it was probably snake oil, because they would have taught this to me in medical school if it'd been that good.
Oh, gosh, these are words out of my mouth.
You know, and they hadn't done it. But again, the more I read about it, the more it made sense on a molecular level, and as I've mentioned to you before, we do it in the office, and it's extremely powerful.
Extremely powerful. Ted, we'll be right back with you. We're joined this morning with Dr. Ted Rosema from South Carolina, an expert in chelation therapy, clinical metal toxicology. It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So try this one on. An 82-year-old man went to the doctor to get a physical. The doctor cautioned him about his age and sent him home with a lecture on the proper lifestyle. A few days later, the doctor saw the man walking down the street with a gorgeous young lady on his arm. At his follow-up visit, the doctor said to the man, "You must really be doing great." The man replied, "Just doing what you said, doctor. Get a hot mama and be cheerful." The doctor said, "I didn't say that. I said, you've got a heart murmur. Be careful." If you have a joke you'd like to share with us, please send it on in. We'll share with the rest of the world. You know, around the corner, Super Bowl 38, the Cats and the Pats. And while we're at it, how about them Houston Texans? So let's look for next year. This week is Health Awareness Week, and of course, if you're born between January 20th and February 18th, you're an Aquarius. This must be your age. And the first week of February, around the corner, Women's Heart Week. And that's kicked off by Women's Heart Health Day on February 1st. I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, tests, treatments, and supplements? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, and frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pain, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis or chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, and the list goes on. Just like Dr. Rosema was talking about, when you start talking about one illness problem, you're talking about restoring health all over the body, because putting body systems back together is the key. So what disease problems would you like to know more about, and what books do you want reviewed, what authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want answered? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems now. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. For example, shortness of breath, swelling in your legs and feet, chest angina, heart pains, difficulty sleeping, all of these might dramatically improve with removing toxic metals, that's chelation, providing specific nutritional support, that's supplementation, and oxygen for those whose levels aren't normal, thereby reducing your need for medications. Correcting what's causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there's no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make your feeling much better, much more affordable for you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Just get the details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can actually return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX. P-A-I-N. You're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. We have the pleasure this morning of presenting to you Dr. Ted Rosema from South Carolina, a long, long friend of mine and a wonderful expert in the field of toxic metal removal. Ted, we were talking about some of the political aspects of looking at all of these different things that you and I do when we see a patient, the different systems involved in their risk factors, and how difficult it is to get people to really understand what we're wanting to fix is them and not a disease.
That's true, but before I comment any more, I have to have a follow-up story.
Please.
The 85-year-old gentleman went to his doctor with a gorgeous 35-year-old lady, and he said, "Doc," he said, "we're here for our physical examinations because we're getting married." And the doc's jaw dropped a bit and said, "Okay, Charlie." And he gave him a good physical examination, both of them, and the old feller seemed to be in pretty good shape. But he finally took the old man aside and he said, "Now, Charlie," he said, "remember, you know, if you really get involved with a young woman like this, you know, sometimes, you know, some accident might happen and one of you just might go." And he looked at the doc and he said, "Well, doc, she goes, she goes."
Oh, well.
The other thing I wanted to comment about is when you were telling your listeners all the things that you do in your office.
Which you do also.
Yes, but we do the same. But people sometimes might get the impression that one-stop shop because we fix everything. And I just wanted to take a moment to dwell on that simply because what your listeners have to understand is there are just certain specific biochemical pathways through which your body must operate.
Precise ones. Those are what Linus Pauling was talking about.
Yes, and if these biochemical pathways are either blocked, as they can be through heavy metal toxicity, or if these biochemical pathways are not being fed the right nutrients because the food we're eating is not nutrient dense like it used to be when your grandmother had her own backyard garden.
That's right, hollow foods and fake foods.
Then what happens is the body begins to break down in its normal function.
All over.
And that breaking down all over then can cause many different types of pictures that doctors call symptoms. And then you go to the doctor and he's got all these wonderful high-tech very expensive methods of coming up with a diagnosis. And it is extremely important for a doctor to come up with a diagnosis because if he doesn't do that, he can't get paid because the insurance company looks at the CPT or the current procedural terminology code that incidentally is owned by the AMA.
That's right, copyrighted.
Copyrighted by the AMA. So every time you use it, they get a little slice of the action. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is we have to make this diagnosis so that all of our confreres, everybody in our industry called medicine, understands what it is we're doing. And we feel good. You know, we doctors, we've just made a diagnosis.
We figured it out.
We figured it out. Now, doctors like you and myself and others of our ilk say, "Wait a minute, here's a human being that's broke down. Now, how do we build this body back up to what it needs?" So we talk about exercise. We talk about dietary changes. And I'm sure your practice is like mine. We do that on an individual basis because one size does not fit all.
Correct. It has to be personalized. It's customized, right.
You know, and the business about cholesterol, and everybody's cholesterol now has to be 200. If it's 201, of course, you've got to go on drugs, is a real harm to the public.
A disservice.
A real disservice. And, you know, it was amazing. Our good friend, and I know you counted him as a friend also, Bob Atkins, who passed away last year from an accident.
Right.
He's being revered now because what he said all these years is finally proving itself out in scientific studies, that if you give people more fats in the diet, cut the carbohydrates out of the diet, guess what? Your high cholesterol comes down.
And your sugar comes down.
And your sugars come down.
And your triglycerides come down.
Gosh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, Bob was a good friend and a real pioneer, and we would have had this information 20 years ago if they had been willing to do the studies.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just can I give you a few things about high cholesterol?
Well, actually, hold that thought. We'll come right back to it. It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing. getting better and staying healthier. So today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 6 through 11. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just, none of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. And we're back with Dr. Ted Rosemo from South Carolina. Let's talk about that cholesterol again.
Sure. What we have understood, you know, is now we're told that if you're over 200 cholesterol, it's terrible. You got to do something about it. And we've also found out that diet doesn't really do a lot. Unless you go on an Atkins type or a South Beach diet and increase the fats in your diet, and then your cholesterol might come down. High cholesterol is estimated to cause about 4.4 million deaths per year, accounting to about 18% of strokes and 56% of global coronary heart disease. And just to think that this is not an economic burden, coronary artery disease and strokes are an economic burden, direct and indirect cost estimated at $352 billion for 2003.
That's major money.
That is major money. And it's major money. About 10% of adolescents aged 12 to 19 have total cholesterol levels exceeding 200 milligrams per deciliter.
That's called eating wrong.
That's called eating wrong. And I'm pleased that some schools now are taking the high sugar carbonated drinks out of the schools. In adults, total cholesterol over 240 or higher are considered high risk. But here's an interesting fact. Beginning at age 50, a higher percentage of women than men have total blood cholesterol of 200 or higher.
That's a change.
Ah. See, you know, women used to run around with much less heart disease and coronary risk until they have the menopause.
Right.
And then after the menopause, the iron level in the body increases. And remember, Dr. Jerome Sullivan from the Medical University of South Carolina presented us lectures in which he postulated, and I think he's right, that the reason why women catch up to men in heart disease within 10 years after the menopause is because now their serum ferritin, or the iron storage levels in their body, have gone up to that of men or higher.
Right. They climb steadily.
Yeah. And iron, we do know, is a transitional metal like copper. It gives up electrons very readily, and it can oxidize. It oxidizes cells, it oxidizes other molecules, and it causes free radical damage, which we know can lead to accelerated heart disease.
Which is why we need to have a supplement of antioxidants every day.
Yes, but not only that, but our patients need to be tested to find out if they have high levels of iron.
Exactly.
And those that have high levels of iron, if they lower it, and chelation is part of that process, then they have technically reduced a big heart disease risk.
A major risk factor, the one coming right after the number of cigarettes smoked in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. The higher a person's HDL cholesterol, the better. And then they say that an HDL, the high-density lipoprotein, which is a breakdown product of cholesterol, of less than 40 is associated with a higher risk of coronary heart disease regardless of the cholesterol levels.
Right.
Now, your traditional lipid panel, you know, you go to the doctor and you get your cholesterol, your VLDLs, LDLs. Oh, but guess what? Ordinarily, your VLDLs and the LDLs are not measured. They're calculated.
Right, they're guesstimates.
The guesstimates through a certain formula, which everybody uses, because it's cheaper to give that to you than it is to actually measure it. The traditional lipid panel, which I just mentioned, identifies only 40% of patients at risk for coronary disease. In fact, it fails to adequately identify patients at risk for myocardial infarction.
Which is what we're doing it for.
We're trying to do that.
Prevent those heart attacks by predicting them.
No, only 25 of patients with premature coronary disease have abnormal LDL levels.
Which means they won't be picked up at all.
Yeah. Almost 50% of all patients who have heart attacks have normal cholesterol.
Which means that's not going to help predict things in the least.
Not so good. So how do we go looking at predictors?
Ted, I'm going to ask you to hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with you. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, we'd like to share with you this special announcement from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly, feel better, and have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina heart pains, fatigue, pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep pad owners report relief from arthritis pains, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. You may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true, and Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied. So Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, I said 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again, and for more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Remember the baseball great Jackie Robinson, who was born on this date in 1919. Yesterday, the 30th, was Vice President Dick Cheney's birthday, 1941. And remember actor Gene Hackman, born 1931. On January 30th, and actress Vanessa Redgrave, 1937, again yesterday, the 30th, also joined by 32nd President Franklin Roosevelt, born on the 30th in 1882. So, Ted, tell us more on this cholesterol story.
Well, we've got some new developments in cholesterol testing, because we talk so freely about LDL cholesterol being the bad cholesterol.
Right.
And we talk about HDL as being the good cholesterol, but there have been identified subclasses of the lipids that identify the patients at greatest risk. These subclasses then can be specifically treated to greatly reduce the risk.
In other words, we can really fine-tune the cholesterol story.
Oh, absolutely. And just to bring you up to snuff on that here for your listeners, you know, we look at HDL as a number. But most people and most doctors don't have laboratories that can break them down into, say, the large, intermediate, or small-sized HDL. And the LDL subclasses can be broken down into small, medium, and large. And the VLDLs, small, medium, and large. So you say, well, goodness, what in the world is that good for? Well, if you have LDL cholesterol and you have lots of it, if it's the large size, you don't have much risk to heart disease. If your HDL subclasses are not small but large, your intermediate, you have a better chance of having less heart disease, and you need to get the VLDLs, the triglycerides, down.
Right.
And if you have those, you want the small ones, not the big ones.
Right.
So there are laboratories now that are able to differentiate the subclasses, and that's what we're doing in our office now, because we now know how to use statins or niacin or fibrates or EPA, which is eicosapentaenoic acid, and we're able then to manipulate these subfractions in order to get them where the patient needs them.
Which would lower his overall risk.
Right. Now, statin drugs, there are a lot of them on the market, Lipitor and Zocor and a bunch of others. They lower cholesterol, lower LDLs, might reduce inflammation, but also can cause liver disease, nerve damage, painful muscle disease, a dramatic decrease in CoQ10, which protects the heart, and memory loss. These are all things that are side effects, which we're supposed to put up with just to lower our cholesterol.
Pretty important side effects.
Yeah, but now, you know, there are natural statins. Natural compounds have been formulated that do every bit as well as the statins without the harmful side effects.
Right.
Cost of these products is one-third to one-half of the drugs. Isn't that interesting? And there are no side effects.
Which really is another major savings.
Right. Right. So, you know, we've been running around here all telling our patients, you know, I got to lower your cholesterol because that's what we taught we have to do. Well, some people may need a statin if their cholesterol is really high. But I've got patients now, we have done this subfractionation of the HDLs and LDLs, and they run 248 cholesterols. And guess what? They've got good HDLs, and they're big HDLs. And their LDLs are not so high, and they've got big LDLs. All the things you want to see. That person can live very nicely with a higher cholesterol.
Doesn't need the drug.
And not worry about drugs.
Right. And another major benefit in life.
And you see, this explains the aberration that has been found in some societies on our planet. Because there are some groups of people on our planet that have high cholesterol and very little heart disease.
Right.
And if you subfractionate them, they have the proper subfractions.
They're being protected internally.
Yes. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And you know about something called a metabolic syndrome.
Right, the syndrome X patterns.
Yeah. It's a constellation of major risk factors, glucose intolerance, life habit risk factors. Ah. So we look for what's called the atherogenic dyslipidemia or atherogenic lipid triad, including increased triglycerides, small LDL particles, low HDL cholesterol values. So once we do our studies on these people and we find out what they have, if they fit into this metabolic syndrome, it's extremely important to know that atherosclerosis and coronary events develop in these patients before serum glucose levels begin to rise.
Before.
You know, I used to have patients coming in my office and I knew they had diabetes because they were manifesting some of the changes in their body.
Right, the clinical changes.
Accelerated atherosclerosis. They were getting numbness in their feet. The pulses were going down, and yet their sugar was normal. And a year later, the sugar turns abnormal, and they now manifest what we call diabetes. And I said to myself, you know, that patient had diabetes all along. We just didn't recognize it.
We just didn't see the sugar being up.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, if the sugar's not up, we cannot make that diagnosis.
Right.
So that the CPT code won't reflect it and the patient won't get paid for it.
How true that is.
Now, the expanded lipid profile identifies patients with metabolic syndrome before serum glucose values become abnormal, allowing for timely, appropriate treatments.
How important could that be? Ted, we've got about two more minutes. What would you like to share in terms of toxic metal removal, the clinical metal toxicology, the whole treatment constellation that you and I do to help people like this?
Oh, dear.
he says about two more hours would be good.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. No, basically, I started out by reiterating the fact that I've been in medicine since 1960. It's a long time. I got out of school 6 years before they invented family practice.
Okay.
So I've had a lot of time to look as an overview over the whole system of medicine. And what I want to tell you is that the chelation process has been damned by the medical associations, the medical society. Doctors have had their medical licenses threatened because of it. But because there's a potential $20 billion a year saving in doing this process called chelation instead of bypass surgery on patients, the government through NIH has now released $30 million to study 2,378 patients in something called a trial to assess chelation therapy. It's something I think its time has come. I've always said it would fit into the medical armamentarium somewhere. Because what we see in our office practice, 85 to 95% of our patients get better with this therapy. There's nothing in medicine that's that powerful.
That's so true.
And you know, as we talked earlier, it doesn't really make any difference what kind of a problem you have coming in to the office if you have a physician like yourself, who is able to discern where you broke down and fix the breakdown, then these problems go away by themselves, because then your body is functioning at a higher level of efficiency, and the chelation process by removing toxic metals is certainly a great player in that. And we haven't even talked about mercury and amalgams and that whole story too, which is another big program.
Sounds like we need to have you back, doesn't it? Thanks for joining us this morning, Dr. Ted Rozma of Landrum, South Carolina. We'll be seeing each other soon at another meeting, and we'll share some more time on the radio.
I'd love that.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
I'll do it. You too.
Thanks, Ted. So what's the take-home message from our guest, Dr. Ted Rozma? Well, simply this. Heart disease is the number one killer, and then there's the other major diseases, degenerations that we get that are due to or worsened by toxic metal exposures, metabolic changes, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugars, and so on, that are often unsuspected, undetected, and therefore untreated. It's not just men. We're talking about women as well, and increasingly concerned over the diseases in women. Prescription medications are often unnecessary if treatment is started soon enough. Otherwise, they can actually be decreased over time in people who are getting healthier with their treatments. So you owe it to yourself to find out about these kinds of treatments today. You know, the old saying is the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. And that's what we're talking about. If you'd like to learn more, you know, my first book on chelation therapy was published in 1985. In 1997, we had the Rumble and Umble, heart surgery and all that jazz. And in 1998, the unique book on tape, Living Well Past 50. So remember, hope that help really is available is our main message today. Now, Rodney from Pasadena wrote in to prove to him that sports injuries can be fixed without surgery. Well, you know, we don't really think they can be all fixed, but so many of them can be dramatically helped that we're going to share with you the author and expert who's written books called Pain, Pain, Go Away, Instant Pain Relief, and who co-authored with me a book in 1996 called Do What You Want to Do. So join us for that exciting program. Today's show is dedicated to those victims of heart and blood vessel diseases and other disorders of degenerative disease who were never told about choices that might have helped them, and to those who were told by friends, but they'd only heard and never listened and never then got the results. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistant Catherine Hill. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you regain and maintain better health. Audiotape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? And who would you like for me to interview? And I guarantee you we'll bring back Dr. Rozma for more of his ideas as well. Please share your ideas by email. That's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com. By fax, that's 281-540-4329. By mail, simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you might want to hear or what information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us. And enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or for a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.